brought to you by Penguin.
The Hard Crowd. Essays. 2000 to 2020. By Rachel Kushner. Read by the author.
This book is for Peter Kushner and Pinky Drosten Kushner. What others get from me is then reflected back onto me and forms the atmosphere called I. Girl on a motorcycle. I often hid in the garage after I was kicked outside to play on summer days. Its attractions for a young child were a wooden-wheeled scooter I rode around on the smooth concrete floor, stacks of crated peaches there for pilfering until my mother got around to her canning, and a 1955 Vincent Black Shadow. The Vincent was my father's motorcycle, which he had bought in England in 1965, 3 years before I was born. My parents and older brother, just a baby, were living in London in a cold water flat in Kentish Town, then working class, where a famous theorist of the working class, Karl Marx, also once lived. While my 22-year-old mother was upstairs boiling diapers on the stove, in a pot she filled from a common spigot in the hall, my father spent his days working on his motorcycle on the street in front of their building. When it was too dark to continue work on the bike, he went to the pub to read books as the electricity in my parents' flat ran on a coin-operated meter and was prohibitively dear, at least for them. My father still claims that pub culture and class consciousness go hand in hand because everyone went to the bar for the free electricity. By everyone, I believe he means men. But as the story goes in our family, on Guy Fawkes night, my father was home with my mother, watching out the window as people dragged unwanted furniture and other junk to a blazing bonfire in the street, in keeping with the custom of the holiday, which commemorates Guy Fawkes's attempt to blow up Parliament in 1605. When a woman pushed an empty baby pram toward the fire, my mother handed my brother to my father and ran downstairs to retrieve it. She wanted it so badly that she was in tears as she pleaded with the woman not to burn it. The woman relented and gave my mother the pram. It was a silver cross, a luxury make, but dirty and with a stretched spring that caused it to list to one side. My mother was thrilled with her lopsided hoopty, and she would push my brother down to Regent's Park while my father endlessly tinkered with his Vincent. On occasion, my father rode the Vincent out to the Ace Cafe, a 24-hour roadhouse diner with a giant neon sign, where the phenomenon of cafe racing was popularized. A Vincent Black Shadow was an exotic bike at the Ace, where people mostly had Triumphs, BSAs, and Nortons, tricked out with drop bars and rear sets. But the Vincent was a very fast bike in its day, with a huge 1,000cc motor. The first time my dad rode out to the Ace, which was on a ring road in northwest London, an argument was taking place out front, where bikes were lined up in gleaming rows. Some misguided troublemaker was defending the mods. The Ace was strictly a rocker scene. Mary Quant and the fashion world had claimed the mods and their dandyish, androgynous look, their Vespas and Lambrettas, as an ascendant trend, one that threatened to overtake the rockers as the image of cool. My father asked one of the rockers, "So what's this about?" The guy said of the mods, "They're fucking women is what." The rockers were men and needed you to know it. The mods were
Sample complete. Ready to continue?